You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, it's that time of year again. Kids are headed back to school. In fact, for students in the Boise School District, that starts this week. For other kids, they went back today. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Monica Deiniger, the principal of Hawthorne Elementary, and Rob Thompson, the Boise High principal, to talk a little bit about the new school year. Let's take a listen.
Rob, first off, can you remind our listeners about the advantage of starting school in mid-August?
Yes, I would love to. For us at the secondary level, particularly grades 9 through 12, and you know, all students really who are working towards advancement in terms of credits toward high school graduation, having the semester completed, the first semester of the school year completed prior to the extended holiday break in the winter time, which is, usually anywhere from 2 to 2.5 weeks long,
right?
It's significant just in terms of the preparation and the continuity of the academic preparation that's gone into that semester. You know, we value obviously allowing our students and faculty to all have time with family and doing those things that they like to do, whether they're traveling or what have you during the holiday time, and not having, you know, to come back to school for a couple weeks and then complete final exams, wrap up final projects, et cetera, things that they might otherwise be working on during the holiday break. If we did not end the semester prior to that, we found, you know, quite honestly, that the performance level is better when we end before the holiday break. And then also that, people truly have an authentic opportunity to relax and enjoy themselves for a couple of weeks before coming back and then starting anew again at a time that seems to make sense.
To exhale.
Exactly. Yeah. take a break for a minute. You know, the word break is built into those for a reason, right? We want it to truly be that opportunity for students especially, but also, you know, staff and everybody else involved.
Monica, I was looking at my notes and it was this time last year. Well, kids under the age of 12 couldn't yet get a vaccine. It has been quite a year for elementary age school kids, for your kids. It's been quite a year for them.
Yeah. We're sitting in a whole different place. And I think very much breathing a little easier right now. Absolutely. Just the availability of vaccines for all of our elementary grade students. It's exciting. And I mean, with that, of course, I think just looking back over the past couple of years, the silver lining is we saw such resilience, you know, from our families, our students, our staff, and we're just excited to get back to what we do best and springboard from where we've been and meet everyone where they're at. You know, as far as, you know, COVID and our mitigating measures, our board just recently approved an updated health and safety plan, and that can be found on our website. And along with that, our district illness procedures, which of course does still outline face coverings as optional, and all of our key mitigation strategies are still in place to keep everyone safe and healthy. And, you know, really the bottom line is when you're sick, no matter what, just stay home and, you know, return when you're healthy. So all of that is outlined with our updated plan on our website.
Rob Thompson, over the past couple of years in particular, at the height of the pandemic, I've had the opportunity to talk to some of your students on this program about science and health. And what impressed me time and again was how engaged they are with truly wanting to affect change in their future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, I think one of the things we're probably most proud of in the Boise School District is, you know, the civic engagement mentality. And obviously that's one of the sort of the hallmarks of the education that we believe to be important is, we're in the process of developing responsible citizenry. Mm-hmm. And so to have, you know, students at all levels from elementary on up through high school who are involved in civic engagement, you know, whether it be talking about science standards or wanting to promote opportunity in the community for specific things, you know, we certainly want to encourage them to, you know, obviously learn to think and see what they value to be important and have the opportunity to express their voice. We've had a number of students at all of our high schools who have taken advantage of that. And we're happy to encourage that and glad that they have those opportunities here in Boise.
Monica, no matter how old you are, the world has become more complex. So on a day like the first day back to school, I'm guessing it smiles all around. Can you talk to the magic that is that first day back?
Oh, I love that you said magic, George, because we are over the moon with the anticipation and excitement right along with the kids. And just recently, I was driving past one of our elementary schools, and on the reader board, it says, "Trust in the magic of beginnings." And it hit me, you know, exactly that. It is magical. There's nothing like it. And just part of in this profession, I think it's the best profession ever, in my opinion. We get to come alongside our kiddos every single August and have that first day right along with them. And it's just as magical for our students as it is for our staff. You know, the rekindling of friendships, meeting new faces, you know, that nervous feeling in your stomach, the really good nervous feeling though, you know, unpacking supplies, meeting their teacher, and, you know, first and foremost, just building those relationships. There's nothing like it.
Rob, Monica, can I assume you clear your schedule on the first day of school?
Oh yeah. We're yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We're out there. We're out there.
I would just echo what Monica said. It's such a great opportunity. In what other profession do you get an opportunity, you know, every 12 months to start anew? You know, with, you know, while bringing along what you've already learned. And so the terminology Happy New Year isn't just something we use at the holidays in January. It's we really feel like that when the school year starts, and it's such a time of celebration and opportunity, and you know, everybody just has a chance to get together again and see each other and experience things together. And it's just, what a great time of year this is. We love it.
That was our own George Prentice talking with Hawthorne Elementary principal Monica Neidiger and Rob Thompson, the principal of Boise High School.